Blog Talk Radio.
Just say one.
Just say one.
Hallelujah.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this day, a day in which the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I do truly want to first give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. I also would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And I also like to honor those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you may be listening through social media. I want to say God bless you. God bless you out there, Eddie. Brother Eddie, God bless him for what he's doing and how he's living his life and healing from his sickness in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Kevin, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, John. God bless you, all of what you're doing in your finances and where you are, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Brother Mark, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Brent, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Brother Minister Andrew Orlander, in the name of Jesus. God bless you and everyone that's listening on today. We come forth to give you praise, God, honor, and glory for allowing us to come before you on this day. As we haul, God, pause for a moment to say thank you, Jesus. Father God, those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even if they're listening to our archives, let their blessings be manifested upon each and every one of them for being obedient and diligent to what you have for them to do. Study to show that word, thyself approve, a workman need not be ashamed. Understanding, Father God, that we continue to grow as men and women of God, asking you for leading and guiding and directing us to do all of what you would have us to do as men and women of God. Lord God, pray for our families. Pray for our finances, oh God. We pray for those, Father God, that in the name of Jesus have been blessed with the opportunity of getting the COVID shot. And then, Father God, this new variant that's out there, Father God, we still pray for your strength to cover each and every head out there representing you, O God. We pray as we continue to lift you up, O Lord. You said you would draw all men onto us. We pray, Father God, as we continue to turn to the hills to come our help. We know our help will come from you, O God. We know that he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him. And by his stripes, each and every person that receives and believes that Jesus is Lord is healed on this day. Father God, you are the God of omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresence, O God, knowing that you're all-powerful, all-knowing, and that you're everywhere, God. We ask that you continue to bless us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hallelujah. Once again, as we come to the conclusion of that prayer, I just felt it very important and interesting for me to continue to acknowledge God in all of what I do. The reason why I take so much time and be diligent and committed to bringing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, coming on Sundays with the Word of God in the name of Jesus, allowing in our home to be a ministry for those that are in need and need help. God has allowed us to be able to open our home in a sense of help need to an individual who has full-blown AIDS. He has a need of job and has a need to take care of himself. He also has a partner who has full-blown AIDS. But the thing is that Christ did not die for those that were already healed. Christ died for those that are sick and need to be healed. We open our home in the help ministry. Lady Diane and Elder Shaw, we provide assistance to those that are in need, homeless and hungry, people that need clothes, and we come out of our pockets and we do the blessings that God has allowed for us to be able to provide. And there are those out there that provide assistance and supporting our ministry. like Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California, like Minister Eddie out of Chicago, and as for myself and Lady Diane, we bring forth financial obligation in bringing forth the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We thank you for each and every one of you who are supporting our ministry as well. God bless you. Larry Tanner out there in Arizona, God bless you. Happy birthday in the name of Jesus as well. Now we're going to continue forth in reading the Word of God in Jesus' name. And once again, as we mentioned, we thank God for having the opportunity to be committed to God's Word. We are more important to continue to stay committed to reading Monday through Friday as God, as we committed to God to do. And then we come forth with a message on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then on Monday evenings, praise God, we have at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, making it at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. And I believe that's 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock Eastern Time and 7 o'clock Mountain Time. Mountain Time. We ask that you tune in and listen to Minister Andrew Orlander come with words of encouragement coming from the Word of God. And we thank God for all those of you who also come in on Fridays with Lady Diane at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Time does vary, but mostly at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time on Friday evening. That's 8 o'clock Pacific Time and 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. So praise God once again. Continue to tune in, listen to our ministry as God continues to allow the anointing to flow in Jesus' name. Let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let us read. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto the brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together from Shahir of Egypt even unto the emptying of Hamath, and bring the ark of God from Kirjath Jearim. And David went up and all Israel into Bela, that is to Kirjath Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up hence the ark of God, the Lord, that dwelt between the cherubim, whose name was called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah in Ahio drove the cart. Indeed, it in all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came into the threshing floor, Chiran, Uzzah put forth his hand that hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased, because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore that place was called Perizzah Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Chapter 14. Now Herod, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and Timbah of Cedar with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had conferred him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives than Jerusalem, and David begat more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of the children which he had in Jerusalem: Shimeah, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Idhar, and Elishua, and Iphlet, and Niga, and Nipig, and Jethia, and Elishama, and Belada, and Elihilet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them unto my hand? And the Lord said unto him, come up, for I will deliver them into thy hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon my enemies by my hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave the commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, go not after them, turn away from them, and come unto thine over against the mulberry tree. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle. For God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gazer. And the fame of David went out into the land, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Chapter 15. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, not up to carry the ark of God, but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever. And God gathered all Israel together from Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord unto him, his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites of the sons of Kehath, Uriel and the chief, and his brethren, 120. And the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Exua the chief, and his brethren, 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren, 130. Of the sons of Ezephon, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren, 80. Of the sons of Zizel, Amminadab the chief, and his brethren, 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and for the Levites, and Uriel, Ashua, and Joel, Samiah, and Eliel, and Amminadab, and said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites, sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priest and the Levite sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bare the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon. And Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and the son of Mariah, their brethren, even the son of Kushiah, and with their brethren with the second degree, Zechariah, Bin, and Jeziel, and Samuel, and Jeziel, and Ina, Eleb, and Benia, and Messiah, and Mattiah, and Eliphela, and Micaiah, and Obadon, and Jeel, and porters. So the singers Han, Asaph, and Ethan were appointed to sound with cymbals and brass, and Zechariah, and Aziel, and Samaroth, and Jeziel, and Ana, Eliab, and Messiah, and Benia, with psalteries and Elamoth, in Mattiah, at Eliphaya, in Makanah, at Adab, Edom, in Jill, in Izziah, with harps on Shematneth to excel. In Kenaiah, Naya, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were board keepers for the ark. In Shebina and Jehoshaphat and Nathiel and Amasiah and Zechariah and Benaiah and Ezra, the priest, did blow with the trumpets before the ark of the Lord God. And Odib, Odom, and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the chiefs and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Odib, Edom, with joy. And it came to pass when David helped the Levites that bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord that they offered seven bucks and seven rams. And David was clothed with the robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bore the ark and the singers and the Kenaniah, the master of the song of the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with sound of the cornet and with the trumpet and with cymbals, making the noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out of the window, saw King David dancing and playing, and they despised him in her heart. Chapter 16. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent of David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and to the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dwelt in every one of Israel, both man and woman, and every one of loaf of bread and a good piece flesh and flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next of him Zechariah, Joel the Shemaiah, and Joel and Mattiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obadiah, and Joel, with psalteries and with harps, and but faith made a sound of cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jeziel the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm that to thank the Lord unto the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. By ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to the thousand generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abram, and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for the law. Same and to Israel for everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, a lot of your inheritance. When ye were put but few, open even a few, the strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among his heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and goodness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let the men be say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that he may give thanks to the holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people say, amen, and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Oadab, Edom, with their brethren, 80. Oded Edom also, the son of Jeduthun, and Hesah to be porter. And Zadok the priest and his brethren, the priest before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place, that was Gideon, to offer burnt offering unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually, morning and evening, I am to do according to all that was written in the law of the Lord, which is, he commanded Israel. And with them, Heman and Judah then, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. And with them, Heman and Juthan, with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Juthan were upon us. And all the people departed, every man to his house. And David turned to bless his house. Amen. Praise God. This is concluding the reading of 1 Chronicles chapter 16. This also concludes the reading for David and Diane Ministry and Friends, coming forth Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now we're coming back with the Word of God every Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, Wednesday at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Lady Diane comes with her word. Minister Andrew Orlander comes on Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And praise God, we continue with the reading of the word Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. Join us on this Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, because we're coming with the powerful word. Yes, we are. And I encourage that you tune in and give us support. Once again, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up against us shall be silenced. No weapon formed against us. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
know.